USA Radio News with John Hunt.
America's longest war may now be nearing an end. The United States and the Islamists it toppled from power in Afghanistan are poised to sign a peace deal after a conflict that outlasted two U.S. commanders-in-chief and is now led by President Trump, fulfilling a campaign promise to extricate America from endless wars. More than 18 years since President George W. Bush ordered bombing in a response to the September 11th attacks, the agreement will set the stage for the withdrawal of United States troops. The ceremony also signals the potential end of a tremendous investment of blood and treasure. The United States military spent more than $750 billion, and on all sides of the war, it caused tens of thousands of lives lost. Troops will drop from 13,000 to 8,600 in the next few weeks. Further drawdowns are to depend on the Taliban meeting certain counterterrorism conditions. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
A St. Louis police officer accused of accidentally killing a female colleague while playing a variation of Russian roulette pled guilty and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Nathaniel Hedren had been scheduled to go to trial March 23rd on charges of first-degree involuntary manslaughter. The seven-year sentence was the maximum for the charge. He was accused of fatally shooting 24-year-old Caitlin Alix, also a St. Louis police officer, at his home in January 2019. Mexico's assistant health secretary announced that the country now has two confirmed cases of the new coronavirus. Hugo Lopez-Gatell said one of the patients is in Mexico City and the other in the northern state of Sinaloa. Neither is seriously ill. One is in isolation at a hospital. The other is isolated at a hotel. The men had traveled to the northern Italian region where there had been an outbreak and returned to Mexico last Friday. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador appeared to downplay the seriousness of the virus, saying it isn't even equivalent to the flu. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Something is happening this weekend that only happens every 4 years. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
Saturday, February 29th. It's Leap Day, an extra day added to the calendar every 4th February to keep the seasons from getting out of whack. Everyone knows a year is 365 days long, but it's not exactly accurate. It actually takes the Earth about 365 and a quarter days to travel around the Sun. So to keep the extra time from throwing things off, the Romans decided a couple of thousand years ago to add an extra day every 4 years. Pope Gregory XIII made some slight adjustments in the 1500s to deal with an additional 11-minute discrepancy. Now it's commonly known as the Gregorian calendar, and we still follow it to this day. Here's a fun fact. In the U.S., leap year always coincides with presidential election years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Astronomers have discovered the biggest explosion ever seen in the universe, originating from a supermassive black hole. Scientists reported that the blast came from a black hole in a cluster of galaxies 390 million light years away. The explosion was so large it carved out a crater in the hot gas that could hold 15 different Milky Ways, according to lead author Simona Giatrucci of the Naval Research Laboratory in D.C. It's five times bigger than the previous record holder. Two space observatories, along with radio data and telescopes in Australia and India, confirmed that this was part of a large cavity. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.